Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The scripture said, neither give place to the devil. How do you give place to the enemy? One of the big ways that place is given to the enemy is in judging. We're going to look at this more in detail, but you have been and you will be tempted to judge. It's spiritual. It's a pull. Maybe before the day's out, somebody will want to talk to you about somebody. And it's pretty simple. If it's negative about them, you're probably judging. Are y'all with me, friends? You're finding some fault with them? You're probably judging. And if somebody's talking about it, other people talking about it, and then they'll look to you and ask you what you think, and you will be pulled. I mean, you'll be in it talking about them too before you think about it if you don't make a decision, I'm not going to. And one reason I'm saying this is because it is spiritual. There's more to it than just people having a conversation. The enemy, not the devil personally per se, but his spirits that are assigned to you, I know that's not a good thought, but they will be there to try to influence you and get you to say and do things that are judgmental against that person. And you know why? It's not just so they can say, oh, goody, goody, we got him to say it. They are trying to build a case against you so that they can get you judged, so that they can get to you and hurt you. It is subtle. It's behind the scenes. It's working all the time. Why? Because if you don't show mercy, it's only right that you don't get mercy. If you judge, it's only right that you get judged. And what happens if you get judged? The destroyer can get to you. He gets access to you. How many want to close the doors? Close the doors and give him no access, no place. Then we have to stop judging. I don't care if it's obvious that what they did is wrong. I mean, it contradicts 15 scriptures. Even so, you don't know their heart. You don't know what they saw, what they didn't see. And besides that, you are not to judge. Is that right? I've had people push me before because of a minister and having some visibility. What do you think about that, Brother Keith? And I said, I don't. What? I know you got an opinion on it. I'm not going to allow myself to have one. Why? Because I see what the enemy's trying to do here. I like being healed and feeling good. I enjoy Phyllis and I getting along and having a good home. I really enjoy having all my bills paid. And I just don't want to rock the boat. I just don't want to mess it up. Why? And if I blow it, you know what I want immediately and fully? I want mercy. I want mercy. I want help. So why? If somebody blows it around me, I should realize here's an opportunity for me to set myself up for mercy. And you'll set yourself up for judgment, or you'll set yourself up for mercy. Even if you get mad, even if it hurts you or rubs you the wrong way, it is time to be kind. Time to be kind. Just say, well, I don't know what was on their heart, but I know God loves them. I'm for them. I want to see them do well. I want to see them, if they're in bondage, I want to see them come out. I want to see them get clear. I don't care how badly somebody's fallen, that you can be restored.
right.
Is that right? And the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. You can be used of God again. Yes, you can. Yes. Somebody say, I'm for mercy. Mercy, the scripture said, rejoices over judgment. Revelation 12, are you there?
Yes.
Revelation 12. Verse 9. We're looking into the future here. Well, back up to verse 7. We're looking into the future. There was war in heaven. Revelation 12, 7. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Somebody say, the devil loses. We just got through reading in Job about them accessing some things in heaven. Here's war, and their place is found no more. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And they'll never have access to the high places again. Verse 10, you glad about all of that? And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the what? For the what?
Accuser.
The accuser of our brethren. Does this apply to Christians? Is Revelation in the New Testament? Does he accuse us like he accused Job? Apparently so. The accuser of our brethren is cast down. What did he do? He accused them before our God day and night. He does this without ceasing. I know it's not a pleasant thought, but we need to wake up to what's going on and how things really operate. Wrong spirits are following you around with tape recorders and video recorders trying to build a case against you. And anything you say and do can and will be used against you in the high court of heaven. And no matter how much the Father loves us, he's not going to pervert justice for anybody, because he is the righteous judge of all the earth. How many understand, if a judge is truly righteous, I don't care if you're his child. If you have violated and deserve to be called guilty or judged or punished, no matter how much he loves you, he has to say the correct judgment, right? And sin should be judged. Thank God Jesus went to the cross and was judged for us. Hallelujah. So I said, well, then that's it. Then I'll never be judged. If you show other people the same mercy he showed you. But if you start judging other folks, when you got mercy, you take yourself out from under the mercy. Else, that's what these scriptures mean. If you judge, you'll be judged. If you won't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Serious business, don't you think?
Yes.
Serious business. He said, the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. I believe if we really saw and knew what was going on behind our back, so to speak, with the enemy, you talk about despise. You think you despise him now? Oh man, you realize what he's trying to do to you? What he's trying to work against you all the time? He's trying to get access to you, seeking whom he may devour. Can we keep the doors closed?
Yes.
Huh? Can we keep him on the outside looking in?
Yes.
Going around and around that hedge but can't find a way in. Can we keep him out?
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
You can if you choose to walk in love with everybody you see. Why do we think this is the New Testament commandment? God wants to keep us safe. Verse 11. They overcame him. Who? The accuser of the brethren that accused them day and night before God. They overcame him. How? It's by the blood of the Lamb that we got mercy. It's by the blood of the Lamb that where we were due judgment, We got forgiveness and cleansing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mercy. That blood is actually on the mercy seat.
Yes.
And the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. And if the Lord has loved us that way, it's just right. It's just honest that we love other people the same way. If He's been merciful with this, with us like that, it's just right that I be merciful with you the way I was shown mercy. Let's pray this out loud. Oh my. This is the reason some things have happened that happened. I saw some things. Everybody just close your eyes. Just play softly for us. Somebody said out loud, if you believe it in your heart, Father God, I believe your word. It is right.
I confess
you are completely righteous
and just,
fair,
and good
in all your judgments,
in all that you do,
and all you don't do.
You
are fair.
I trust you,
no matter what.
And I repent
for judging others,
finding fault
with others,
accusing others.
It is not my place.
I am not qualified.
I never know
all the situation,
all its background.
What led up to that?
And
how would I know
what's really in their heart?
What they know
or don't know,
see
or don't see?
I am not qualified
to be their judge,
and so I will not be.
You're the judge.
They stand before you.
I will show them
as you help me.
Remind me.
If I begin to speak a hard word,
or judge,
show me.
Check me.
Help me to realize
what I'm doing,
and I'll stop it,
and I'll repent.
And with your help,
I will show them
mercy
like you show me.
I will forgive them
like you have forgiven me.
I will love them
like you love me.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.